This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We have an interesting, very interesting show lined up for you this week. We're going to be talking a lot about precious metals, but then also a bit of coverage on what's going to be happening next week. And I think a lot of traders have been looking forward to next week and the next Fed meeting. There's a lot of debate back and forth on whether the Fed will raise rates or hold steady. And we've seen some fireworks in the markets, U.S. equity markets and global treasury markets throughout this week, something that we will cover later in the show with Chris Martinson. Right now, though, I want to talk about what's been going on in the gold market. I have Jeff Christian, managing partner of the CPM Group based out of New York. Jeff, let's get right into it. Talk about the gold market. We have seen a slight breakdown in the gold market this week from a technical basis, at least the technicals that I watch. We did drop below a level that I thought was crucial, 1308, this post-Brexit range that we have been putting in, the lower part of the range. What's your take on what we're seeing in the general gold market, please?
As we're talking, the price is around $1,311. We've seen some weakness. We've seen greater weakness than we've seen since the end of August. And I think that's important to understand that while we're seeing weakness, you know, the prices still aren't as low as they were just 3 weeks ago. But we are seeing some weakness. And I think what we're seeing, it's hard to say because I think what we're seeing is a lot of investors are kind of nervous about gold. It's got a very large long position in place now. The price has been very strong since the Brexit vote. And I think you've got some nervous longs with an eye at toward the door, at least on a short-term basis. I think that whatever we're seeing in terms of weakness is a short-lived phenomenon that disappears by the middle to late of October. But I think that you are seeing a number of investors who are clearly nervous being long gold as much as they are. And I guess there's a little bit of an eye toward the FOMC, but I don't know that anybody really expects the Fed to raise interest rates next week. I think that it's more a matter of just looking at relatively mixed economy continuing what we've seen really for the last couple of years. And in that kind of environment, maybe gold looks a little overbought to these guys.
Well, Jeff, I think it's funny that you say that no one expects the Fed to raise rates next week. I'm actually on the other side. I think that there is a bit more of the odds in the favor of the Fed raising rates, but that's a whole another discussion, which I talked about throughout the week. Let's talk about this correction that we're going through in gold, because I think what you were alluding to is a correction like this is very healthy. And I've said that we were correcting in a healthy manner back in the middle part of summer, right before that Brexit vote. And then Brexit threw a wrench in this and jumped the gold price up through that $1,300 resistance, almost changed the narrative for a couple months. It now seems to me like we're back in that range and that any correction will be looked upon favorably by investors, but we need to figure out where it finishes. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we have a lot of clients who are long gold. Some of them had taken the opportunity of Brexit to try to earn some yield by going short against some of their long positions, and they've been sucking wind. But, you know, it's interesting because if the price of gold breaks below 1300 and does spike down, these guys are not only going to unwind those positions, but they'll buy they'll buy more longs, you can tell. Our own view is that, we may go down and test 1,300. If we do see a break below those late August lows, the price could spike down to 1,280 or 1,260 on technical factors. But at that point, we would expect a lot of bargain hunting investment demand to come back in and provide support around 1,260, 1,280. And then, by that time, you're into the middle of October. You're looking at the November elections, a lot of political and economic uncertainties. So we think that the price probably comes back up over 1,300.
Do you think that this price then continues to run up into the 1,400 range?
Our expectation is that the price could get up to $1,400, but it's later in 2017. We're not looking for the price of gold to get up to 1,400. Well, I stand corrected. I wouldn't be surprised. Let me clarify it. I wouldn't be surprised to see the price spike to 1,380 or 1,400 in the fourth quarter of this year, but I wouldn't expect it to stay there. And our expectation is that by the second half of 2017, you have the gold price firmly around 1,400. But I think that, a spike up to it right now would probably be premature and unsustainable. That you, just as you would see a lot of bargain hunting coming in at 1260, 1280, if you saw the price get up to 1380, 1400, you'd see a lot of short-term profit-taking.
I understand what you're saying there, Jeff, that a lot of this run, it has been a very nice run so far this year. And right now, do you think that there are a lot of traders in this area that are playing this range and either taking longs at low 1300s, and if the price does drop, increase on their longs, but they're not holding for, let's say, that skyrocketing $1,600 price?
This is a classic Jeff Christian answer. Yes, but. I do think that there are a lot of traders that are trying to trade shorter term, buying on dips, selling on longs. There are clearly more of those guys in the market. There are clearly more new people doing that weren't here in the last run-up. But that said, I want to emphasize that it's a relatively small portion of what we think is the total market. So if you look on the COMEX, if you go back a few weeks ago, you had more than 40 million ounces of gross long positions held by investors on the COMEX. It came off probably about 4 or 5 million ounces, but that means it's still about 35 million ounces. Yeah. So I think what you've got is a very big core of longer-term investors who are not trading the range. But, yes, you might have 10, 12, 15% of the activity on the COMEX and on the ETFs being these shorter-term trading-oriented opportunistic type of participants.
Okay, that's an interesting comment. Do you find that a lot of people have either missed out on this run from the beginning of the year and are now almost angry at themselves, waiting for this drop, happy that this drop is happening so that they can take another position?
I'm glad to say that I don't know any of those people. we were telling our clients that we thought that the price was bottoming out late last year, early this year, and that they should be loading up. And a lot of our clients took that opinion, and so they've gotten in. I suspect there are some people who are concerned that they've missed the upward run, at least in the big early jump. But I don't really know those guys because a lot of the people I talk to really started pouring into the market 6 months ago, 8 months ago when the price first turned.
Interesting. Well, good comments there, Jeff. I'm going to bring you back on next segment to recap a couple of speeches that you are going to be giving next week at the Denver Gold Forum, talking more specifically about the makeup of the gold market in terms of what is setting price, how price is being driven, something that I think a lot of gold investors sometimes get distracted with because of all the noise from gold bugs out there that try to make a bigger deal out of certain areas of the sector that really should be.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Jeff Christian. Jeff, I wanted to preview some of the talks that you are giving at the Denver Gold Forum. the first one, entitled Understanding Paper Gold. Jeff, please give us a little idea of what this talk involves.
Well, it's a really interesting talk. This is a conference at which major gold, silver, platinum group mining companies present to primarily institutional investors, family offices, and so it's a pretty professional type of thing. And what we're seeing is there's a demand for understanding of, you know, what is paper gold, what are derivatives, and you have this steady stream of questions. You know, what's leasing? How do you lease gold? Who leases gold out and why? Who borrows gold and why do they borrow gold? There's been a lot of miscommunication about what the paper gold markets are, what derivatives are, how leasing affects markets, what forwards are. And what we're finding really over the last year or two is that a lot of institutional investors, government regulatory bodies, and mining companies have been hiring CPM Group for a half day or a full day deep dive into gold or platinum or silver or precious metals or, you know, what is it? We're giving a talk a couple of weeks from now. What is the OTC market? What's it consist of? Why do people trade OTCs? How does the OTC market interact with the futures market and exchange traded options? So there seems to be a big desire to understand how the gold market works this time around. You know, people got very excited about gold in the 10-year bull market. They were completely flummoxed when the gold market and the metals markets entered a 4 or 5 year bear market. And now that we seem to be in the early stages of the next leg up in a bull market, they're sort of saying, well, let me try to understand these markets better so that I can invest more intelligently and not get, kicked in the side of the head by the fact that this is a market that actually goes up and goes down.
Jeff, I'm fascinated at the bad rap, I would say, that this so-called paper market gets for gold. It seems like whenever gold goes down, a lot of gold bulls blame the paper market and say we need more of a physical price discovery market. But then when it goes up, they start saying, oh, we're finally starting to get away from the paper market. That's not true, is it?
No. And in fact, if you look at the price strength in gold since January of this year, much of the strength in the gold price over the course of the last 8 months has been a liquidation of about 5 million ounces of short positions on the COMEX, the addition of about 20 million ounces of long positions on the COMEX, the addition of more than 20 million ounces of gold in the ETF market, which is actually physical gold, but it goes through the stock market. And people really don't understand it. And, you know, we've done studies, academics have done studies which show the relationship between, say, the derivatives markets and commodity prices, derivatives markets and gold prices. And you can see that the derivatives are not really the factor driving this, but they get the blame.
They do, absolutely. And it's a good point that you bring up. This year, the price moving up has been on the basis of ETFs acquiring money flowing into the sector in the paper sense. So it's important to understand what is going on in the paper market and follow what's going on there, because that is a good, I guess, trend, what we could say, to follow to see what the investment mentality is towards gold. Jeff, let's also talk about your second presentation. That is gold price formation and trading. What will you be covering here?
It's a variety of things. And again, you know, it's issues that the gold mining industry that puts together the Denver Gold Forum came to us and said, can you talk about these issues? And so it's issues like, you know, well, who trades gold? We understand that there are like 10 or 12 billion ounces of gold that trade in London and New York every year. Who's trading 12 billion ounces of gold and how is that? So we go through a big discussion about the fact that when an ounce of gold gets pulled out of the ground in ore, it probably trades through 11 different industrial companies from the time it's mined to the time it shows up as a piece of jewelry or electronic component. And so you have a turnover there. So if you're talking about, you know, 100 million ounces of gold supply every year, physical gold supply, and the average transactions are, say, 10, yeah, you're talking about a billion ounces of gold that trades there in the price formation. And then you have all this stuff about new scrap. You have the fact that a lot of fabricators don't actually buy the gold until they sell their products, so they're leasing the gold in during the time that they're manufacturing their products. And then it's like, well, who's leasing them the gold? Well, banks and bullion dealers. And those guys have the price exposure, so then they go into the paper market to hedge their price exposure. And if the paper market wasn't there, they wouldn't be able to hedge that exposure, so they'd have to charge more for their gold because they'd be taking on greater risks. Or they would simply say, I'm not going to be in the gold leasing business because it's too risky. And so it's the whole mechanics of how all of this fits together and lets the gold vehicle run down the road.
Why do you think this is so important for investors to follow along with to understand when they are investing in gold?
I think it's important for a variety of reasons. And one of the things you find is, you know, a portion of the gold investing public think that gold is not a market and that gold is not a financial asset and it's not a commodity. And if you look at commodities and you look at financial assets and you look at markets, they go up and down. So you have any number of people who are always surprised, as you were saying before, when the price goes down, it must be something that I didn't understand or something nefarious that's going on there, because doesn't gold only rise? And it's like, no, gold actually goes up and down all the time. You know, I mean, I start my presentation on gold price formation with a very simple proposition. I say, you know, if you want to understand how the gold price is formed, you have to first answer these two questions. Why was gold worth $260 an ounce in 1999? And why was gold worth $1,800 an ounce in September of 2011? Then the reason why it was worth $260 in 1999 was because people had a tremendous amount of faith in the stock market, the U.S. economy. We were running a budget surplus in the United States government. We were paying down our debt at the tune of about $250 billion a year. The dollar was skyrocketing. We had this big productivity goost because of computer-assisted manufacturing. And people had faith in the broader economy, and they felt they didn't need gold. By 2011, almost all the wheels had fallen off of that truck. And so if you want to understand how the gold price is formed, you have to say, you know, gold prices are formed by investor faith in gold. And what forms that investor faith in gold is a mirror of investors' faith in the dollar and the people who create and manage dollars.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. This topic, this segment in particular, I think is especially noteworthy. We're taking a little divergent from talking about typical U.S. markets and the precious metals, even the energy sector. We're going to talk about what happened this week, a pretty major sell-off globally in long-dated paper. I have on the line with me Chris Martinson, co-founder and CEO of Peak Prosperity. I highly recommend going to check out Chris's website. I go there on a daily basis. He posts a number of great articles covering a wide range of financial issues. But Chris, this is one issue that I think investors got way too complacent on. People just assumed that bond yields would keep on going down. In turn, bonds would continue to get a buy. But earlier this week, even at the tail end of last week, when we saw that big sell-off in the U.S. markets, we saw, I think, an even more significant sell-off in not only long-dated U.S. treasuries, but also around the world. What is your take on the continued downward move we saw throughout this week?
It's got my attention. I do believe that, of course, there's going to be a day of reckoning in our financial markets. That's just the price you pay for attempting to print your way to prosperity. And so, no secret, central banks are currently putting the most liquidity they've put into the markets ever. That includes at the height of the crisis in 2009. Don't listen to them saying everything's better. That's my mantra. My mantra is watch what they do. I prefer to trust what people do more than what they say. What central banks are doing is putting as much money as they possibly can into the markets, and this is critical. Let's just look at the European Central Bank, $85 billion a month going into corporate paper, other debt instruments. They clearly drove the price of bonds way, way up. I think, you know, there are a few poster childs for that. We saw the bond of a German utility gain 30% in a single month. This is a utility. This is, you know, the widows and orphans sort of fund. You know, this, they're very unexciting. Nothing should happen. A 30% gain in the capital appreciation of a bond for a German utility, all due to the European Central Bank. So they're dumping all this money in. Well, that was back in July. Here we are in September, and all of a sudden we're seeing the prices of bonds all over the place. Long dated German paper, 10-year went back above the zero mark. It's back in positive territory. We saw Japanese long dated paper gain in yield, U.S. Treasuries, German, Swiss, you name it, all across the board. So, hey, there's been a little bit of a sell-off. This is noteworthy because the central banks are driving the markets. They should have their hands firmly around the throat of the bond market, and still it started to sell off somewhat globally. So believe me, I'm paying pretty close attention to this.
Now, what happened not this last Friday, but the Friday before when we started to see this sell off? I always hate to point to a certain day, especially on that day, and say this is a trend change. But the follow through that we saw this week, and as you mentioned, having German and Japanese paper back above in positive territory, this is a significant trend change and something that I think not only central bankers are looking at, but something that investors need to take note of, because the narrative around negative interest rates, they're going to be here forever. Do you think that's changing as well?
Well, it's going to have to. It can't be here forever. It was an experiment that they've tried, and by any objective measure, the experiment isn't working, hasn't worked. In fact, it's working counter to what they say they want, which is to get people out borrowing and spending again. And guess what? Negative rates cause the opposite of that in people, because guess what? You're losing money, so you better save more. That's just the way they work. So psychologically, they didn't work well, but from a capital market standpoint, they haven't worked like they were advertised. So if they were being honest, the central banks would say, wow, negative rates don't work, but they don't know what to do because they're really running a program of financial repression on everybody. They need the interest rates to be less than the rate of inflation by 2 points in order to skim money from everybody and make that accumulate in the banking system. Well, let's be clear. Central banks don't work for the countries that they're housed in. They work for the banking systems that sit in those same countries, which are often transnational corporations. They need an interest rate that's got a spread between real and nominal. And if they don't have that, the banking system does badly. Well, with inflation down at around 2%, they need interest rates that are at zero or below. And so they don't have a lot of maneuvering room in this right now. They painted themselves into a huge corner. And when, not if, when, Corey, when this blows up, this is going to be the most magnificent market failures we've ever seen.
Magnificent is a funny term to use to explain a market failure, but I do agree and see where you're coming from on this, Chris. Let's talk about this relationship between these interest rates and inflation. We do know that banks around the world, even in the U.S., continue to struggle. I think that they're going to put in one of their worst years in decades just this year. But do you think that this could be a precursor to potentially inflation starting to pick up?
Yes, but it's going to be a very different inflation from the ones we've had before. You need a wage price spiral to have what we'll call classic inflation that people would have read about in books or maybe even personally experienced in the 70s if they're old enough. We have a very different form of inflation that's happening right now. Yes, there's a huge amount of inflation that is happening, and it's happened in financial assets. The correct question to ask is, what happens when inflation roars out of financial assets somewhere else? I think that's the process the central banks are fighting. It's costing them collectively $180 billion a month to hold back that tidal wave of deflation that wants to come out of financial assets. When that comes, it comes roaring out. Hard to predict exactly how it's going to shake out, but grossly speaking, people will run out of paper into real things. So watch for tangible things to really accumulate very rapid price gains and things like that. That's roughly what I'm looking for here.
Well, it's just a crazy thought to think of the central banks, what they have done to the markets, because we're talking about, as you said, $85 billion getting pumped into the system over in Europe. And remember those days when the central banks would throw that term of unwinding their balance sheets? That's so far off the table that no one's even thinking about something like that, because that would bring the system down. But quite frankly, that would be more of a normal system rather than central banks holding this much paper. Chris, let's look at it from this magnificent collapse.
Mm-hmm.
How do investors protect their wealth?
Well, you have to get in front of this process I just talked about. This is going to be written up as a wealth destruction. People will say, wow, bonds lost all this money and stocks lost all this money. The truth of the matter is it'll be a wealth transfer, not a destruction. If you're holding the bonds and stocks, trust me, it'll feel like a wealth destruction. But if you follow what's happening, stocks and bonds, currency, they're just claims on real things, right? If I own a bond in your company, I have a claim on your company. Hopefully your company is real and it's producing stuff, it has value, adds value. But the claims sometimes in history get away from us and they become much, much larger than the underlying real stuff. People will play that fantasy game for a long time. They'll do it in a South Sea bubble. They'll do it in a railroad bubble. They'll do it in a housing bubble. It doesn't matter. The idea of what the wealth is gets away from the intrinsic value of the wealth. People wake up. We don't know what happens. A silent whistle gets blown and dogs and investors hear it. And they rush out of that stuff and they want the real tangible again. Things get repriced. And when the dust settles, you discover that some people end up owning a whole lot of the real stuff. A lot of people got lost in that shuffle. They couldn't make it through the door. So the what does somebody do? You have to recognize the process for what it is. You have to get in front of it, and you have to get yourself positioned so you don't have all your eggs over in the financial tertiary claim basket of things that are just markers for wealth. Get yourself real wealth.
You know, and a lot of this wealth that people think they have is simply just this paper wealth. And in an instant, it can evaporate. And that's the scary thing that most people don't consider. They get very excited looking at their statements that come in from their bank or from their broker and look at how rich I am. And then all of a sudden, one day or one month, they get that updated statement when the system's falling in on itself and they don't have that wealth. But if you have hard assets, no one can take those away from you. It's just you can sell them whenever you want.
Exactly right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Welcome in. Time to continue on with the first hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting with our friend Dana Lyons right now, who lives in the Chicago area. Dana, I have kind of an interesting question for you. I'd like you to opine on it briefly, if you would. And that is, on Thursday, we had some very disappointing numbers come out in the area of workers, or lack thereof, in the area of retail sales, or lack thereof, in the area of productivity, or lack thereof. Yet on Thursday, the markets rebounded after that news came out pretty strongly, and the gold market, which normally would go in the direction, I would have to say, of positivity with news like that, went in the area of negativity. What are your comments on that? Why do you think that happened?
It's a good question. It seems that with the specter of the Fed perhaps raising rates next week, I think, and with the newfound volatility in the equity markets and bond markets over the last week or so, I think the concern is obviously tilted towards the Fed perhaps raising rates and what the negative consequences would be in the short term anyway on financial markets. I think it's Thursday's economic numbers clearly showed the market's hand that, you know, bad news is clearly good news for equity markets and financial markets at this time. You know, it kind of ping-pongs back and forth, but on Thursday, I think that the news was clearly that the weak economic reports showed that, you know, anything pointing towards the Fed not moving, not raising rates next week is good news, augured well for the financial markets, for booming equities, bonds, high yield type instruments, and gold. Precious metals have played along with that recently, and gold stocks. for most of the year, really. So it was surprising to me as well to see the weakness and gold not keep up with the equity market in bouncing. And frankly, I'm not sure why that is. I think perhaps one thing is that the equities got so bludgeoned over the couple of days, Friday and Tuesday, as well as the bond market, that, you know, they don't have as, maybe gold didn't have as much to catch up on the upside as those other asset classes did. And perhaps that's one sign that, that things aren't off to the races again, despite, Thursday's action in the equity markets and other financial markets. So I think things are maybe ping-ponging within a range right now, and gold not taking off with the equity markets, which may have pushed the envelope to the top of the range in the gold market. I think that perhaps shows us that we're just stuck in the volatility range right now, and I'd be concerned with various areas in equities pushing back towards the upper end of this range we've seen over the last week. I'd be concerned about adding too much risk towards the top end of the range here. So I'd be getting more defensive, actually, towards the top of the range that we've been in lately.
Dana, let's talk about some of this volatility that we've seen in the markets, because I believe when we had you on last, we were talking about the lack of volatility. When we moved throughout July and August, just looking at the VIX was hanging around at quite a low level, around 13 points on that index. And then once we got some moves on Friday, last Friday, that is, and then the follow through on Monday, the comeback in stocks on Monday, then the drop again on Tuesday. It was a crazy time in the markets. We were having swings of 1.5%, which we hadn't seen for months. And now we have the VIX up through most of this week. It was trading around the 17 range. What's your take on what this volatility means for the markets moving forward?
Yeah, it's a good question. We actually did a couple posts this week on our blog, jlfmi.tumblr.com, talking about this newfound volatility. And we discussed the likelihood that we would see some increased volatility. I think last time that I was on, maybe a couple weeks ago, that we discussed specifically the sentiment levels, the widespread, specifically the widespread bullish investor sentiment that was basically in place across the board. And when you get sentiment so one-sided, in this case, to the bullish extreme, we had it's really a measure of the potential risk, for downside in the market, but specifically the risk that should some selling take place, it's really the risk that selling could snowball and escalate quickly. And that's what we saw last Friday, especially because when everyone's, you know, for example, on the bullish side of the boat, we saw it in, you know, ETFs, inverse ETFs, mutual funds, hedge funds, the options market, volatility market. There was very little hedging going on, which means if some selling does occur, people were not in position to take much pain. So once Friday's action started rolling, people started suffering a little bit of pain, and that caused people to start selling because they couldn't take the pain, and that kind of snowballed and accelerated, and that's what happens when people are too one-sided, in this case to the bullish extreme. What we've seen in recent years is that things with high-frequency trading, algorithmic trading, we see that metrics can move, overbought, oversold can be accomplished much quicker than it used to be back, you know, years ago. But that said, the widespread readings in sentiment, the over-bullishness in sentiment was more of an intermediate-term scale. So a couple days' worth of readings, while it might relieve some price, overbought price structure and breadth structure, it's going to take much longer, in our view, of additional weakness or volatility to bring sentiment back into a more balanced status and perhaps tilted towards the over-bearishness before, you know, we would expect another durable leg up in the equity market.
You know, I think one comment I could make about what happened here and the way it appears to be playing out is as follows. Number one, the invisible hand that everybody knows what that is, the invisible hand being, you know, the market being controlled by the market. Really, this is a good example of that's really not happening right now. And I think the only thing that people have to be aware of, if they believe that, and I'm not sure how you could not believe it, but if people believe that, I think you have to be really aware of what you have to take into effect in terms of your investing decisions. I think you really have to almost try to second guess what the Fed and the big banks are going to do before you get involved in the market. And then along with that, I think you also have to stop and think about, well, is this thing, you know, is the invisible hand really going to take over? And is this thing going to come crashing down? And if you believe that's the case, then I think you need to take an entirely different action. What do you think about that, Dana?
I would concur 100% with that. We're seeing things like we posted a couple times this week on our blog. We're seeing things in the market, the nature of the market, different than it used to be. And in the micro term, things are always changing in the market, but overall, the market structure has typically remained pretty consistent. One unnerving thing that we're seeing now is the incidence of unprecedented moves that we've never seen before in the history of the market. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, these computerized trading, the high frequency trading that goes on behind the scenes that causes these all or nothing type markets. And one example of that is, you know, from 40 days up until last Thursday, the preceding 40 days, was the tightest 40-day range in the history of the Dow, at least going back 100 years. We had the average daily move during those 40 days was 0.25%. The next 3 days, we saw moves of over 1%, which is typifies the all-or-nothing type of markets that we're seeing now. So if that makes you uncomfortable, which it probably should, it's seen as though you're going to wonder, you know, who's in control of the markets. If you can't keep that longer term perspective and longer term investment philosophy in mind, if these shorter term moves are going to scare you off, then you might look into handing off the investment decisions to someone that's more in tune, a professional that's more in tune with the market structure and maintains that perspective despite these unprecedented events that we see.
Dana, great point. Having said that, time to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. Always a pleasure to have Mr. Lyons on the program with us. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen, right after the top of the hour news. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.